Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled Giant African Land Snail. And this is a YouTube video by a girl who has a lot of exotic animals as pets. She has a lot of interesting, really unique creatures as her pets. And she makes videos about them, introducing them, and telling us some facts about them. And in this video, she talks about her giant African land snail. So it's a type of snail from Africa. And she also has some baby snails in this video. So she has that in the title of the video as well. So if you're interested in seeing these snails for yourself, you can go watch that video right after today's pronunciation challenge. But for now, let's read our sentences. These guys are actually a pest in their native land in Africa because they can actually strip drywall. They are voracious eaters. So this sentence begins with these guys, and these guys refers to those giant African land snails that we're talking about in the video. And it says that these snails are actually a pest in their native land, and their native land is Africa, so that's where they come from. And they are considered pests because they can actually strip drywall. And drywall is a material that's used when building houses or buildings, and it is on the outside of most walls or ceilings. And the sentence says that these snails strip drywall. So strip would mean probably ruin. Maybe when they go over that drywall, they either eat it or maybe the slime that they have kind of ruins that drywall. So because they ruin drywall, they are considered pests. And the next sentence says they are voracious eaters. And this would also refer to these snails. So these snails are voracious eaters. So they are big eaters. And we'll talk more about this word voracious in a minute. But for now, let's read those two sentences one more time. These guys are actually a pest in their native land in Africa because they can actually strip drywall. They are voracious eaters. All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocabulary word is pest. So a pest is an animal or an insect that causes problems for people. And this is especially true when it comes to ruining crops. So a lot of farmers are very worried about pests, usually insects that eat their crops. Or pest has another meaning. It can also mean a person who bothers or annoys other people. So we could say something like, termites are pests that eat wood, or my little brother is such a pest. Okay, the next word is related to pest, and it is pain in the neck. So pain in the neck is a phrase for an annoying or a bothersome person or thing. So you could say something like, cleaning up the store at the end of the day is a pain in the neck. So this thing, this task, is a pain in the neck. And some people will also say pain in the butt, but of course, this is a more rude way of saying this, so you should be careful when you use that one. All right, the next vocabulary is native land. Native land is a phrase, and it is the country in which one was born. So an example sentence could be, after spending 10 years in America, Jenny decided to return to her native land. So in this case, if we say she decided to return to her native land, it means she decided to go back to the country where she was born. All right, our next vocabulary is native. Native is an adjective, and it means born in a certain place. Or when it comes to animals or plants, it can mean living or growing naturally in a certain region. So an example sentence would be, Bob is a native Californian, or this plant species is native to Brazil. And when we talk about plants or animals, it's common to say something is native to somewhere, like in this sentence. All right, our next vocabulary word is native language. So native language is another phrase that has native in it, and it is the language that you first learn after you're born. So an example sentence would be, my native language is English. All right, the next vocabulary word is voracious. Voracious is an adjective and it means very hungry or having a huge appetite. So you could say something like, Bob has a voracious appetite. Or voracious can also mean something else. It can mean very eager. So you could say, he is a voracious reader. And that would mean he is a very eager reader. He really likes to read and he reads a lot. All right, the next word is related to voracious and it is ravenous. Ravenous is an adjective and it means very hungry or very eager for food. So an example sentence would be, the stray dog that we found was ravenous. And when we say ravenous, it kind of sounds like that stray dog was really hungry, it really wanted food, it seemed like it was starving. The next word is also related to voracious and ravenous, and it is famished. So famished is another adjective, and it also means very hungry or starving. So you could say something like, what's for lunch? I'm famished. And if you say I'm famished, it means I'm so hungry, I'm starving. It kind of sounds like you have no energy left, you're about to faint because you're so hungry. You are famished. All right, those are all of our vocabulary words for today, so let's read our sentences one more time. These guys are actually a pest in their native land in Africa because they can actually strip drywall. They are voracious eaters. All right, that's all we have for today's pronunciation challenge. Today's question is, would you like to have a pet snail? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.